Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
You're on 657 AM.
Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Yeah, on 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. That was how the talk went. It was, of course, our very own Lukom Kwedi Puti and talking to Onika Dogo on PTO Business. I'm excited at this moment in time to be talking to Krishia from the Umeta Walk. And we can't wait to hear more about Umeta Walk. This is their third Umeta Walk this year on the 14th of September 2024. My queen, how are you, Krishia?
Very, very good. And you, Sibongile?
I am so excited for you guys. It's the third one. I think I spoke to you when you started with the first one. I spoke to you the second one. Now the third one.
Oh, yay!
Yay!
No, lots of friends.
There must be excitement at the same time. Some kind of, I don't want to use the word anxiety. You know, I don't want to see it in you guys. But I know that you are working around the clock to make this happen and to go right. But for somebody who's listening to you and I, Krishia, today for the first time and hearing for the first time about Umeta Walk, what is Umeta Walk?
So I'm going to start a bit from where it came from. So it's three of us ladies that came together because we lost loved ones to suicide. And we really couldn't get any help. And we didn't know where to go because the normal grief courses or grief groups that you get don't talk about the complicated grief that you have when you have lost somebody to suicide. We then decided to start talking to various organizations and realized that the best would be to bring everybody together. So both those that can give people help or supply some kind of resources and those that actually felt that they are suicidal and those that have lost somebody to suicide, that they can meet up and in that day go through everything that's available. So the Umeta Walk is that day. It's a beautiful walk there at the Big Red Barn where it's all about suicide awareness and prevention and mental health. And we ask people, bring your families, bring your friends, and come and walk with us because we want to, I want to say, from an area of lots of hurt and brokenness, we want to create hope and bring them together that they can get help where we couldn't find help when we were there, Sibongile.
But now, is it always in September?
It's the 14th of September.
Why on the 14th of September yearly?
So September, we selected September because internationally it's Suicide Awareness and Prevention Month. The day that they usually select is the 10th. And, but the whole month, everywhere around the world, people try to create awareness. And I think this year they said it's about speak up, start the conversation as a theme because people are scared to talk about it. People are scared about saying, I need help or I have challenges that I'm experiencing or I have suicidal thoughts, and we're trying to break that stigma that people rather speak up and start the conversation.
But as you have been doing this over the years, I'm sure you're meeting people at the walk and even before and after. What makes people afraid of talking about their loved ones who committed suicide who are no longer there?
I think there's a stigma that they think this is something that somebody chose. And I read a really nice article the other day that they said it's actually just an illness like a heart attack and everything. So it's the illness that's killed the person and not necessarily the symptom that in the end, which is the suicide. But because we don't talk about mental health that often and we don't talk about suicidal thoughts or suicide, people, there's a stigma to it. People don't want to talk about it. Somebody said to me one day, don't talk in front of my kids and my friends because now they think about it. I think it's almost like contagious, and it's not. The more we talk about it, the more you realize there's people that really have a need to start a conversation about things that's really bothering them or a mental health issue that they're too scared to say. And I always say to people, I have asthma, and I have medicine every day. The same with mental health. There are help available and things that can help them, but people are too scared to ask for that help.
So how do we help especially when we know that a certain family has lost their loved ones. Should we point them to UMeta Walk? Should we point them to get help out there? How do we help? Because so many of us are aware of these families, but we don't know how to get involved and to offer a hand and support.
So, Zibumgile, I'm not going to say I'm an expert, although I read a lot and I read all Shadaf stuff, but what Shadaf said often is, first, we must be there for one another and start reaching out and see when people are becoming lonely or withdrawing and be them for their, there for them and make sure that we stay involved. And if we see people are suffering, reach out. That's your biggest thing first, because when people start disconnecting and feeling like they're a burden or feeling like they don't belong or carrying something on their own, that's where the biggest problems usually start. And remember, I want to tell you an eight-minute story, so ask me if I haven't said at the end. But important then is bring them somewhere where they can find help without having a stigma to it. So very important is at the UMeta Walk, we've got Lifeline there, we've got SADA, we've got Vista, Denmark. That's just a few. Reality Wellness, all of them have different resources that they can assist people or connect people with the right help that will help them. And I think that's step one. Get the person to talk to you about it. Reach out to that person and then help them to find something that's suitable for them that can help them.
Sure. That is like really something. I met two old elderly people who lost their daughter like about a year ago. And now, later... they were showing signs that when the doctors check, they're like, there's nothing wrong with you physically. You really need to see a psychologist or a counselor. You need to talk to somebody about it. These can be signs of grieving because the other one started having sores in their mouths and everywhere, and they gave him everything that the father, they gave him everything that would help, but nothing helped. And until the doctor asked what happened, like, what did you lose? What's happening? What are you grieving about? Or what hurts you?
The trauma is manifesting in a different way.
And the mother had insomnia, and insomnia was breeding or brewing other things. So how does it take for one to go into grieving, in your experience with those that you meet, after they have lost somebody to suicide, but they've never spoken to anyone about it? Can it go for a year?
Sure, yeah, it can go for a long time. So since we started the UMeta Walk, lots of people started reaching out to us. And the one thing is, everybody's journey is different. But because it's such a taboo subject or something that has a stigma, people don't want to talk to somebody that don't understand it. And my personally, it helped the most to talk to somebody that had been through this too, that understand that although it's not your fault, that guilt is eating you from the inside, that you think you could have done something that might have stopped them. And I think the biggest thing is to find a community that can support you. And SADA have started those support groups. We busy with a proposal with Vista that we want to do like coffee, I'm just going to say in Afrikaans, coffee kayers, but we're going to try to do those, try to get people together, because they need to talk to somebody that understand where they are. And if I look at it, myself and our daughters went through it, Ilda and her kids went through it, and all of our journeys were very, very different. And we needed different things at different times. But to keep it inside is the worst thing, and that's where it manifests in almost psychosomatic things, that it, in your body, it actually makes you sick, because, you know, it's almost like a poison that sits inside. So it's really important for people to find somebody and start that conversation in a safe space where they can talk about how they're experiencing it and what they're feeling.
Now, at the UMeta Walk, can we also look at the walk itself as a safe space where people who have gone through the same kind of grieving or who are going through the same kind of grieving can talk during this walk? Or is it just a walk? Tell us a little bit more about the walk itself.
So there's a couple of things about the walk. As I said, it's beautiful at the Big Red Barn. So it's almost like a self-discovery walk. I remember my first time I walked it when we were just inspecting how the sun came through the leaves and everything. And it's really something to make you feel it's almost like you feel God's presence with you. So the one thing is that self-discovery. If you don't have family or friends that can walk with you that day, various of the organizations are making some of the employees available that will walk with you and can talk to you while you're walking. We also will have a book where you put your name if you'd like us to contact you afterwards. It's also when you register, or would you like us to reach out to you afterwards that we can try to be there. We don't have the answers. I just want to say, Sibongile, we don't have the answers and we don't have the skills maybe to give somebody professional help. But our heart is there to reach out, to say to them that we're with you. We understand what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
We've been there. We're trying to do the best we can to bring the right resources to them to assist if there's more help. But I've seen with myself, just talking to somebody that's been there helps so much because somebody understands. And they said to me, the emotions you're experiencing is normal, and that helped a lot already.
Mm. So when you're talking about somebody who is suicidal, does Umeta Walk also alert us on these to know maybe the telltales to say, if they do this, then they might be suicidal. They might have suicidal thoughts. And this is what you can do when you realize this.
Yeah, also, SADAG is really good at that, to help people identify when they are suicidal or have suicidal thoughts, for both you, that's a family member, or the employee themselves. They have resources to assist with these type of things. They have a call center that's 24/7. I don't have the number with me now, but we can share it later. So we're saying, let them come and walk with us too, because before they get to that point of being totally lonely and feel like they're a burden or feel like they don't belong, rather come to a community that know how we're passionate about rather getting somebody to the right place, that they can get the help, that there's not another family or friends or circle of friends going through this hurt of being left behind and having all these guilt feelings. So we ask them, come and walk with us, and those same organizations can also assist them.
Somebody's listening to us and they're thinking about taking their lives right now. They are some of the people, when you talk to them, when you thought of taking your life, what was going on in your head? And the only thing they think about is how they will be crying and regretting that they treated me the way they did, or that it was so painful that I couldn't take it. But in actual fact, what are some of the things that those who are left behind go through?
It's tough, I must say, and this is not to put people on a guilt feeling, because I tend to think, with everything that I read, that when somebody gets it to that stage, that they don't even think about their loved ones or anything, because I think it's just almost that they lost perspective totally. But the ones that left behind, they have all that hurt, where they think they could have done something, they should have seen something, they should have. And that person, most likely, like my husband, didn't speak up. He didn't tell us something. We were totally blindsided. But and you struggle with that the rest of your life. So you feel like you were not good enough for them to stay. And it's something that you have to work at too, and also find helpful to work through that, to know that it's not about me. It's something that was happening in them. Now, we're trying to, if somebody still just has suicidal thoughts and SADAG have all the things, there's still a chance that they can get to the right person, get the right help, get to the right thing before they get there and leave a circle of friends and everybody feeling guilty about and hurting so much, because it's a really complicated grief. You reevaluate everything that happens in your life like 500 times if it's a suicidal death. And it's shown, statistics says it's over 130 people that's touched by every suicide. So if you can imagine, in our country currently, we're standing at 23 suicides a day, and like triple that amount of attempts of suicide, then you can imagine how many people's lives are dumped in real complicated grief and stuff because of suicide. Mm-hmm. And that's why we do the walk, is to help both sides of this coin. Those that are left behind by this, but those that still, there's a chance that they can be assisted and get the right help.
So tell us about the walk before we can leave the numbers for SADC and the numbers that where we can call you. Tell us about the walk. When is it happening? How do we get involved? How do we become part of it and walk together, supporting each other for those who have lost their loved ones to suicide?
So that walk is on the 14th of September, and the kickoff, or we start from 7, but everybody don't start at 7. You come whenever you want to. We're there from 7 to 12, or before 7 even, but we're only starting walking on 7. People can register at the You Matter Walk, so it's youmatterwalk.co.za. It's on the website. You'll see the link to actually register. And please register, because we have to give the final numbers over. So we're trying to do registration till the 11th, if I remember, that we can confirm to the Bequest Barn how many people we're expecting on that day. Come and walk with us. Bring your dogs, bring your kids, bring your family. It's a good day for everybody's mental health to get fresh air, good exercise, good information. There's nice talks that day too. So the CEO from Vista is giving a talk. The director from Lifeline is giving a talk. SADC is, I can't remember all the others now immediately, but there's quite a few talks that's educational about mental health, suicide awareness and prevention.
That is like really awesome. Yes. So we go to youmatterwalk.co.za to register.
Yes, and then there's a link that you're going to register on.
And for those ones who'd like to talk to somebody, you spoke about the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, SADC. Where can we call? I know they have a specific suicide line for that.
They have a mental health and a suicide line. They've actually got quite a few. Just give me a second. Mine doesn't want to open yet. Then I'm going to read them to you. And they really, they're really advanced and they're quick on their service. I must say, very impressive how they manage things and how they reach out and how many school reach outs they do. So they really worthwhile to phone them. Oh, just give me a second here. I'm going to quickly show you them.
And they make you feel like you're the only one who is important at that time. They attend to your matter. And I understand that they can also call you back. If you're running out of airtime, you can. They have a toll-free number.
They leave us a message and we phone back. And SADC also, so they have a number 0800-567-567. So I'm just going to repeat it again, Sibongile. It's 0800-567-567. And they can speak all 11 languages now. So all the official languages, they've got people available 24/7 to assist with suicidal. And they've got lots of different support groups to. If you struggle with anxiety or depression or suicidal thoughts or grief or various things, they really, I must say, they're really brilliant.
Chrisia, what are your closing statements to our Radio Pulpit family members who are listening and they want to be there, they want to be counted for the You Matter Walk on the 14th of September 2024?
Sorry, I missed your last portion of your question there.
Your closing statements to our Radio Pulpit family members who want to come for the walk?
Yes, please. Please bring all your family members and come and walk with us.
Thank you so much, Chrisia, for talking to us. This is very important, especially that people do not know there is support. Help is out there. You don't have to suffer in this alone. So thank you so much for this, for talking to us.
Thank you so much. And really, I just want to tell the 8 minutes. Do I have a minute to talk about 8 minutes?
Yeah, we have a minute.
Okay. So, I've seen a video the other day from Simon Sinek about 8 minutes, and one of his friends were going through a really tough time, and he went to her and he said to her, "Why didn't you tell me you've gone through this horrible time?" And she said, "But I did. I reached out and I said, 'Can we do coffee?' And he said, 'No, you're traveling.' And then I phoned you and I said, 'Can I come over?' And he said, 'No, I'm not at home.' And she said, she showed him, she said, 3 times I've asked, 'Can we?' And you said, but you didn't tell me you have a problem. And she said, "Yeah, well, I didn't, I've tried to." And then they decided, because there's statistics that says if a person has a problem and they have 8 minutes to talk to somebody else about that problem, then already they think about it better. So now their circle of friends have decided, they don't say to each other, "Can we have coffee?" They ask each other, "Do you have 8 minutes for me?" And then you know that person have a crisis, and it's a non-threatening way to ask, "I need your help now." So can we all ask each other, "Do you have 8 minutes for me?"
Wow, that is so awesome. Do you have eight minutes for me? Yes.
Always.
Thank you so much, Krishia, for having more than 8 minutes for us and for highlighting these. May God awesomely bless you. We'll be talking to you again, I know, at Radio Pulpit about the Umeta Walk. Thank you so much for bringing
this. Thank you so much. Be blessed.
Salagaafi. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And family, do remember that you can register at umetawalk.co.za. It's umetawalk.co.za. You can also, if you need counseling, if you need help, you want to talk about losing your loved one to suicide, you are feeling depressed, you are feeling anxious, you need someone to talk to, you can call the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, SADC, on 0800, which is a toll-free number. It's 0800-567-567, 0800-567-567. Or you can WhatsApp to the helpline, 076-882-2775, 076-882-2775, 076-882-2775. Those are the numbers that you can call and get some help for yourself. We're going to take the sounds of Lee Cronier and Praise Matule and Perfect Praise Choir. The title of the song is Hope for the Nation, as we are preparing ourselves for the 2 o'clock news bulletin.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.